It's 8 o'clock. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks begins right fucking now.
And this week's position is going to be the wheelbarrow.
Now, I know you guys are thinking, what the hell is the wheelbarrow? It is exactly what it sounds like. When we end up in this position, it will look like I am a wheelbarrow and he is pushing me.
Sounds like a good winger tucking song.
It sounded like a good song to tuck into.
Yeah, just tuck your winger behind your butt and then dance in into a mirror while your pubes are all stretched out. You make kissy faces at it with some clear lip gloss and just shake your little twat area, and you'll be like, "Yeah, I'd fuck me and fondle your big titties."
So that when that song was going on, that's what you were thinking.
That's the only thing I thought. That you can really tuck your wiener to that song.
So explain to me what was going on with you while I was taking a shit. Because I was in the other room taking a shit, and I heard you just in here screaming at the show before us.
Yeah.
What was going on? I heard something specifically. You were saying something about, you know, hearing something from the Chuckles show. Are we the Chuckles show?
Yeah, we're the Chuckles show.
Well, explain to me what's going on.
We make people chuckles.
Yeah, we make people chuckles. We talk about cunts and tucking your wiener behind your butt.
But what does that have to do with? Did they say something about us?
No. They were talking about like people have the right to smoke pot, and when the cops arrest you for smoking pot,
you can violating no.
Yeah, you can say no. You're violating my rights, and the cop can say, "I'm not."
I don't think that's what they said.
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
Pretty much, yeah.
And then you were just in here yelling at
them. That was just a summation.
Yeah,
you're like my dad yelling at fantasy football. Like you yelling at it is going to do anything.
Yeah, but I can't rock that mustache like your dad. Dad's got a big old mustache. I got a tiny little like bird mustache. It don't look good.
Yeah. Oh, because it's Movember. You're getting it going.
Yeah, but I'm gonna try to rock the Tony Stark this year.
By the way. Before we get ahead of ourselves,
yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Join the fucking dick tucking circus.
I am Mike, joined by Drunkard STL and Napier.
What up?
Ding dong.
So I mean, did you resolve your conflict with the side project? What's the deal with that?
No, I disagree with him even now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why didn't you call them and just...
I don't have a phone.
Just rock and roll. Just let loose. Because you were getting very passionate.
No, I don't call other shows. That's rude.
It is?
I guess.
They have a call number. See, fucking Footer last week, I got text messages or private messages on Twitter and stuff where he was saying, you know, can I call in? I mean, we give out the number. We say...
Like 9 times a show.
Yeah, like, hey, call in if you have anything to say. 309-740-1430. It's at the top of the chat room.
Yeah, but if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the chat, you can't see the numbers.
But the whole time he's asking for permission to call in. Why do you need permission?
You don't want to step on nobody's dick. That's what polite people do. Callous fuck, Mr. MV fucking P.
Oh. Yeah, Mr. Producer played our promo that we did for their live event last year.
And I want to point out that they never did ask us to do another promo.
Yeah, it's been a year and we haven't been asked again to do a promo. I think we should just do them anyway.
Just do them and be like, here you go, Frank.
You're like, here you go, guys. Here you go, guys. You want a promo? Here you go.
You know, every day he doesn't ask us, it's like another dagger in my heart. Like, I can feel the scorn and his mad smack talking of the Napier jams. Dude, I rock those jams so hard for everybody, including Mr. Producer. And he's like, nah, dude,
well,
that's not cool.
While we're on the subject of shitty things that Napier does.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, now when I put the intros together for the show, mm-hmm. typically I play a song. And the reason I play a song is so that anyone who's listening to the side project that may not want to get, you know, cunt blood or whatever crazy shit Napier is going to say,
right,
has Dick a couple tucking of minutes to file off. We actually listen to the show before us. We sit here, we
obviously
eat,
yeah,
we listen to the show, so we probably need a few minutes to kind of, you know, get into character and stuff.
Yeah, the side and projects are so dinner jam.
It's just a little, a few minutes of like a little buffer,
right?
Because it is a very awkward, strange transition.
from them to us.
Yeah.
And not only that, but, you know, it gets you in the mood. It gets me in the mood.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, so back in the day when we used podcast,
mm-hmm,
I just play like a little movie clip,
right,
or something
10
stupid.
10-second snippet.
Something stupid. And I just always did it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one day, Napier says, I got an idea for what we'll do before the music.
Sure.
He sends me a Totino's Pizza Rolls commercial. And that's what he wants us to play before the music. A Pizza Rolls commercial. It wasn't like it was funny. It wasn't like there was anything to it. It was a straight-up Pizza Rolls commercial.
You laughed.
But pizza rolls are delicious.
Sure.
You laughed.
Pizza rolls are great.
It was the one where the little kid was like, okay, everybody, you got to be quiet. And this little spastic, retarded fuck just starts screaming like, oh, God, pizza rolls! Mikey, you son of a bitch! And it wakes up their mom, and their mom beats the ever-loving shit out of the kids.
Have you ever had the big pizza roll?
That was the first and last time Napier came up with anything involving any kind of intro.
What?
You
don't have other ideas, bro?
Week, Napier sends me a message on Facebook, which he never does.
You were on Facebook?
He was.
Yeah, I was.
He got on Facebook to send me this message.
Are you getting your Xbox back out, too? Or?
It's in the cabinet. It's not hooked up. It's out of the bag.
And he said, Mike, I want you to play this song as the intro music.
The Wiener Tucking song?
No. And so He gave me the song, and I listened to it, and I was like, I'm not doing this. And so I just pretended like I forgot.
And then I hounded him constantly.
But he's persisted for 2 weeks now that he really wants me to play this song as the intro. And so I want to play it for you.
Just a snippet, though, right?
And I want you to tell me whether or not I made the right decision.
Unless it's Miley Cyrus Party in the USA.
I just want you to tell me I'm right.
I thought it was funny.
Now, this is a song. However, it is the edited version.
Is it a commonly known song?
No, it's not. The only person who knows this song exists is Napier.
Okay, so it's your own local
band. So this is edited. No. This is the edited commercial radio version of this song. Are you ready?
Sure. Sweet song.
Yeah. Man.
You like it? It's good, isn't it?
Mother. What's up, gangsta rap? I'm 100% nigga. I'm 200%
nigga. They actually paid this up.
Why'd you pull a
say no? Why would I actually play this?
The haters to the boys is bigger.
How did you find an edited version of this song?
I don't know. I was browsing through Pokemon XY playthroughs, and all of a sudden this song came up, and I thought it was hilarious.
So how in the world would you be doing Pokemon and come upon this?
Well,
they say it's catchy. I think they're with it.
Yeah.
So maybe I was wrong.
Why you drink so much beer? I don't drink beer, I drink more liquor.
No, just tell me. Because I'm a and I'm right to have not opened your door with this.
People think it's funny. I thought it was hilarious.
That. I'm a I ain't mixed.
The dogs don't like all the beef.
Oftentimes you're not right, but on this particular instance, I believe you were correct.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it'd be one thing if he wanted, like, the unedited one, where you know, at least it was kind of comedic. But that was a series of beeps.
Yeah,
that's all that was.
Kind of like the alphabet soup thing.
No,
that was retarded.
It was hilarious. You people
you
are
not
wrong.
Playing this song, genius, until you actually played the song.
But what I was trying to make a point.
Right.
See, if I had just played it and we hadn't talked about it, then they'd just think that old Mike is off his rocker. They'd say, oh, old Mike has lost a step here.
Yep. I agree.
You could put a little bumper in front of it saying, Napier chose this song. I don't have any control over what's going on right now. We're just going to humor him for 3 minutes and then move on with our lives. But that was too hard for Mike.
I just couldn't do it.
I thought it was hilarious.
I'm sorry.
It's funny, damn it. You don't think it's funny.
I don't. I don't get it. I don't get why this is funny.
You already know.
What do you mean? What don't you get?
Well, I mean, I get
why you eat
it.
So much chicken.
Going on. They're making a joke about how many beeps there
why
are.
Why would you think it in my kitchen?
Because he says the N-word a lot.
Yes.
Why you call him deal.
He says it an incredible amount of times.
And that's why it's funny?
Yes.
But it's not funny, though.
But it is funny.
Okay.
The original song, pretty damn funny. I enjoyed it. When they bleeped it to the point where you couldn't actually understand a goddamn thing, then it became hilarious.
I'm not very up on hip-hop music.
I just don't think you have a sense of humor.
No, I do. I'm not too up on what the kids are like in these days. I mean, yeah. I'll buy the occasional hip-hop album, but not very often.
You don't like gangster rap albums?
Not particularly. I heard the new Eminem CD.
It's not bad.
You know, I was a big Eminem guy, like, you know, when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
Like the days of the Eminem show.
Yeah. Yeah, back when Eminem was a big deal. And so I guess, in a way, I'm a bit nostalgic about the whole Eminem thing.
Right. Yes.
But his new CD's pretty bad. You liked it?
I liked the new one. I didn't like the one before this one. The newest one, I like.
I was a big fan of Vanilla Ice, actually.
T-U-R-T-L-E Power, man.
Right, right. Ninja Rap. But anyway, so...
Go Ninja, go
he's
ninja,
the
go,
hardest go ninja. Rapper to ever refurbish houses in all of Texas.
So, I'm listening to the new Eminem album, and he does a lot of sampling of the classic rock. He does several classic rock tunes.
I noticed, yeah. He did an Aerosmith one.
Well, no, we're talking about the one that's coming out tomorrow.
That's the one I'm talking about now.
Yeah, there is not an Aerosmith song on there.
Really?
He does a Joe Walsh song. He does a Billy Squire song. And the one that irritated me, he did, he sampled pretty much the entire song of The Zombies' Time of the Season. And the thing that annoyed me, it was very forced and hacky and shitty, I thought. Because in that song, there's a whole bunch of questions. And he goes through and answers all the questions. So, like, it's like, what's your name? Oh, my name is Marshall. Who's your daddy? And I don't know. My daddy left. And it just seemed very forced and hacky to me. And so, but you know, the more I thought about it, it actually seems kind of genius because none of these questions have ever really been answered.
Well, I think it's supposed to be personal. The song is what you make it.
Well, it's so what I thought that we could do, I mean, is since we're answering rock's greatest questions, I made a list of other questions that you and Drunk could answer that can finally get answered.
Are we doing this karaoke style or?
No. They're going to ask the questions.
The people in the chat?
No. No, music is going to ask the questions. Are you ready?
Okay.
And then you're going to answer them.
Oh, Jesus, here we go.
Are you excited?
Another genius idea from Mike.
I know. This bit is just going to knock the socks off of people. People are going to be so impressed with this. Are you ready?
You're the reason we keep dropping in the ratings.
Are you ready? This is exciting. You're going to answer rock's greatest questions.
I've never heard the song, so I don't know what they are.
You don't even know what song I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not going to play the Eminem song because that's not even out yet. How did I get it?
Shh. YouTube.
You ready?
Yeah.
Should I stay or should I go?
Should he stay or should he go?
Does he have pants on?
No.
Then yes.
Yes.
Yes isn't the... Should he stay?
He should stay.
Or should he go?
He should stay.
I say he should stay. I say he should go.
Oh, you split. Okay, you ready? You ready? We're going to answer another question.
Okay.
What you going to do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk?
What are you going to do with all the junk in your trunk?
I dump that junk in my trunk in Turlet.
I believe the answer is I'm going to get you drunk.
Can I make it any more obvious?
No, she cannot make it.
Can Avril Lavigne make it any more obvious, Napier?
Why are you speaking with the super excited voice?
I'm excited! This bit is gold!
She cannot make it any more obvious.
She cannot make it any more obvious.
I don't think she could think of a way to make it more obvious, because she's a dumb broad.
You want to hear something great?
Okay.
In a list of like 10 songs with questions on it?
Yes.
That's one I thought of.
Really?
How fucking pathetic am I?
But what I really want to know is... I'm going to go my way.
I'm not going to go Lenny Kravitz's way.
Are you going to go his way, Napier?
No, I have a policy not to date black men.
Annie Lennox wants to know why.
Because you're a woman.
Quality answer. I don't think I could get any better than that.
Napier, can you feel the love tonight? Can you feel it?
No, I like my love internal.
Right, on this particular night, no. Although the chat room is full, so possibly yes.
Why is the chat room full?
I feel like today...
Is the expectation so low that there's no possible way more than 10 people could show up?
If this week is a manic Monday, will next week be a depressive Monday?
Napier, how can you mend a broken heart?
Stick a dagger right through it.
How can you mend it?
I like to give slaps out. Anytime there's a broken heart in my house, it becomes slaps giving.
P-Rock wants his name mentioned in high praise, or he's leaving. Napier, say something nice about P-Rock.
P-Rock has the voice of an angel. A glorious northeastern angel.
P-Rock hung up on me Wednesday. I ain't saying shit nice about him.
Well, that's his thing.
I know.
To be hung up by P-Rock, that's like a badge of honor. If he keeps you on the phone,
P-Rock
then he don't respect you.
P-Rock is the likable one.
You know, he respects you.
Can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
What was that question?
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends, drunk? Believe me, I have 30 seconds left of this bit, and we're just going to take it to the end, man.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, we got this far.
We might as well, right?
That sounds like a Ask Dr. Napier question to me.
Well, two people can fuck without being friends. I mean, hate fucking is one of the good parts about fucking somebody. I would think that fucking would be better if you're not friends.
Our buddy Lane wants to know, if I would, could you? That's the question.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, I'll do smack.
Yes, I can.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do anything that faggot can
are
do.
We human? Or are we dancers?
Are we human or are we dancers? I don't know about you, but I'm a dancer.
I got fucking...
Why does it always rain
on
him?
I got fairy toes, motherfucker. Yes.
Never seen
rain. You ever seen the rain, Napier?
Yeah, I
have
live...
Have you
in,
ever seen it?
Yeah, I live...
Ever?
In, I live
once?
I live in the Midwest. Of course, I've fucking seen rain.
Was that the last one?
Yes.
And that was...
No, that wasn't...
Answer Rock Songs. Woo! Doodly
what do you think? Do you think that was good?
That was the best bit we've done.
We could keep bringing it back.
In our whole 100 and... What is this? 108? 109?
Yeah, but we should give credit episodes. To Eminem each time we do it. Because he came up with it, so...
What else is going on?
So, today? do we have an update on this weekend's films?
Oh no, I didn't do that.
No.
Next week will be when stuff finishes. I think what came out this didn't Ender's,
Ender's Game,
Game
Ender's came Game. Out this weekend.
Did it do any good? Did anybody look?
Paul went and saw it. So
oh, that, so Paul helped me.
No, he helped Napier.
Yeah.
No, Ender's Mike's, Game was mine,
yeah,
buddy.
Ender's Game's got yeah, Mike's.
Oh, what'd you pick first?
I think I got Thor.
Yeah.
I listened to Not Safe for Water Coolers the other day. And
how'd that go for you?
They ask Reddit questions where they get questions off Reddit and then ask them and then answer them. And one of them was, if you built a time machine and went back and said one thing to 18-year-old you, what would you tell you?
I'd say bitch and then slap me in the mouth.
I just think I would go and I would tell them... hey, man, in the future, you build a fucking time machine.
that'd be something
that's
good.
Pretty fucking impressive, right?
Yeah.
But if you did, would you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I had built a time machine, I'd already know by now, right?
Well, you would think that, you know, somebody who walked up to you and said, hey, I built a time machine and then walked away, you might not understand it when you're 18. But when you're older... You understand.
Are you happy that I wore a shirt this week?
No, I'm thoroughly upset, as a matter of fact.
You are?
Yeah. I can't see your crunchy nipples.
Different time... What?
They're talking about some deep theoretical bullshit in the chat right now.
See, these are the people who watch Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Unlike Drunk. See, if he had watched Doctor Who, he would already know these answers. Unfortunately, Matt's not here to school him on it.
Right. Oh, because Drunk doesn't like the Doctor Who podcast?
No, the Mr. Who podcast.
Well, I've never seen the Mr. Who podcast, so... or I've heard the Mr. Who podcast, but I've never seen the show.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Who.
Which one's Mr. Who?
The brother of Doctor Who.
That's one of the guys in The Grinch, right?
Yes.
Or is that... No, that was Horton Hears a Who. What yeah. were the guys in The Grinch called?
Rumbly yeah, the Tumbers. Who people. Yeah. Cindy Lou Who. The Who's are...
So Who's are all throughout everything then?
It's all Dr. Seuss lore, man.
Huh. High footer.
Do you think somebody's trying to get into our chat and can't?
Probably. Yeah, Starry just said she's been trying to get in but was full.
I think Footer wants me specifically to say, Footer, if you would like to call in, I would love to take your phone call. I'm just throwing it out there.
You just love feet.
I'm just... No, Footer and feet are two totally different things.
Have feet?
I do like feet.
Okay, but does he like have them. Feet?
I'm sure he does. I'm not talking about man feet, though. That's weird.
I don't know. You seem like the type that would like man feet.
I don't like man feet.
How can you tell the difference?
How can you not tell the difference?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not a foot person. I don't. Well, why don't you tell me the difference between delectable lady feet and horrible scrunchy man foots?
I think you pretty much just...
Mike likes man feet and has a hungry butt.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you see the thing about the Dell computers that smell like cat pee?
I heard about it, but I didn't get the full synopsis. Why don't you get into it with me?
Did they discover why they smell like cat pee?
They said that it was a manufacturer error.
Manufactures cat piss and then put it in the computers?
No, the keyboards apparently smelt like cat pee. And people were complaining.
The keyboards I heard was the monitor.
Does it really fucking matter? I mean, was that really worth a correct?
Yes.
I mean, like, was
yeah.
it really? Like,
oh. You were wrong. You're wrong.
I will not
and
let you be wrong in front of me.
Butt.
You will not be wrong in front of me. son.
I feel like that's counterproductive. If I'm in the middle of saying something and you go, oh.
I threw Grandpa Chiss war medals off the bridge.
Now we're just going to quote Talladega Nights.
I'll get on your ass like a spider monkey.
We're just going to. We're going to abandon saying anything worthwhile. We're just going to... do you know... what? My name's Mike Concho. I was in a dirty movie.
And he has an angry, hungry butt.
My sponsor's Wonder Bread. I love the way they're talking to you, Chip. There's a cougar in my car.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
So anyway, the monitor smelled like cat piss.
Something on the computer smelled like cat piss. And it was coming up in all these tickets where they were trying to get an answer and nobody had one. Well, eventually they figured out that it was something at the manufacturer that made, but they didn't specify. Maybe it was a chemical, the chemical that makes cat piss.
So did they have a recall?
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
So do you think that same factory that manufactures Dell computers also manufactures cat piss and they got their lines crossed?
Do you think they have like a cat piss scent like at a joke thing?
I remember the fart ones, yeah.
Horribly disgusting.
Liquid ass.
Yeah.
You spray liquid ass on people.
I heard if you sprayed that all over your car, like when you were getting a ticket, you roll down your window. You tell the cops that you have horrible diarrhea and you've shit yourself.
I was excited about this because the fucking people that had this cat piss issue were going to Dell, and Dell was saying, well, fuck you. You know, our computers don't smell like cat piss. And they were getting pissed off at their cats.
Yeah.
Apparently a dude killed his cat.
Oh, no.
He was like, you fucker, you just pissed on my brand new computer. And he killed it. And so it was urging people to get rid of their cats, which I'm for, because fuck cats.
You had one bad experience with one cat, and now you want all these cats to die.
Well,
they didn't even piss on anything.
People were telling me that wasn't even weird, the stuff that was going on with my devil cat. Apparently, that's just cats.
No, your cat didn't.
And if that's the case... Fuck cats.
Well, cats do that occasionally. They don't do that every fucking day. Your cat did everything a normal cat does in an hour, you know, what some cats do in a year.
I want a nice dog. I'm a dog guy.
What kind of dog are you going to get?
I don't care.
A Lhasa Apso.
I want like a medium to small dog.
That's a Lhasa Apso.
And I want to name him Darcy Walk-A-Lock.
Get a Shih Tzu.
It's all I want.
Get a Shih Tzu.
Or I want to name him Little Pete.
Oh, get a pug.
Pug named Little Pete.
Pug named Little Pete. You can look at him, and instead of calling him Little Pete, you can name him Sandwiches. He'll just be a silly dude with big fucking eyes and those drooling waterhead lips. Give him kisses. Right on his puggy little nose.
We only have two questions for Dr. Napier. Do you want to?
No, let's do the break.
Oh, we're gonna tease.
Yeah, Napier. We're gonna tease. Ask Dr. Napier for once.
All right, we'll be back in 5-6 minutes.
Maybe 12.
Penis.
Hi everyone. I'm Matt Reifer. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go?, Beer, the Only Beverage Needed, and the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
The Rockin' Comedy Show, the number one celebrity podcast in Las Vegas.
With Crazy J.
With exclusive interviews. Live bands. Comedians. And some of the funniest songs you'll ever hear. The Rockin' Comedy Show, airing weekdays from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Be there.
There are shirts, and then there are shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. If you're ready for a laugh-out-loud moment every time you get dressed, you need to order one of the outrageous shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. At HappyGoatShirts.com, you'll find parodies of famous brands and sayings and just plain old funny stuff. They come in adult sizes as well as one-piece shirts for infants. You can even customize your shirts. Go ahead, get your laugh on. Order today at HappyGoatShirts.com.
Hello there, Angry Ginger here, host of the 7 Days of Geek podcast. I see you are currently listening to another podcast. How about trying out another? 7 Days of Geek is a weekly comedy pop culture podcast that geeks out about all things cool, like movies, TV shows, comic books, video games, podcasts, and web series. Blah, 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 blah. Of course, this is a show that's loaded with just a little bit more than a dash of humor. Now look, I know the word geek might scare you away, but come on. Don't act like you don't geek out about something. We all do. We are the podcast that asks, what are you geeking out about? Come share your interests with us. You can find us all over the fancy interwebs. I'm over here. Do me a favor. Do the world a favor and jump on your desktop or finger bang your smartphone on over to 7 Days of Geek. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. We are there. Come listen. You can also find all the 7 Days of Geek present shows, along with this one, 7 Days of Geek, at 7daysofgeek.net. That's the number 7daysofgeek.net. Geek out.
Got no worries, I got new friends and an old car. I buy my food with the songs from this guitar. I don't need much and I don't want charity, but these strings don't buy themselves, so I guess I need your money. No map, no GPS. These stationary wheels are where I lay my head. You can take my number, but don't delay. I may not be here tomorrow, but I am here today. Yeah, yeah, I'm moving on. Cause here's another place I don't think I belong. Life only bring what you can hold. If you want to be free, you got to learn to let go. You can't get lost if you got nowhere to be. It's a big bad world, but it's the only world for me. Yeah, I'm moving on. Heading anywhere, anywhere but home. Another place I don't think I belong.
Hello and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike, joined by Napier and Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
What up?
Looks like we're doing Corgan talk in the chat room again.
Yes, sir.
an ever popular topic around here.
Yeah, yeah. If I heard 33 on the radio the other day, which yep. you don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Nope.
33 was the fifth single off of Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness.
I don't know that one either.
It was not intended to be the fifth single. However, they had just fired their drummer, and the intended fifth single was Muzzle, which was very heavy on the drums. And they decided, you know what?
Holy ass, we have a call.
We have a call.
Welcome, caller, to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Caller, are you there?
Yes. What's up, boys? It's Footer.
What's going on, big guy?
Yo, it kind of fucked me up because I thought it was like a recorded message because it said it was like you guys weren't available, and I thought a little message was going to come on, and you sounded so goddamn fucking professional that I was about to go. Like if somebody would have went that, it would have been like, hey, what's up, guys? It's Footer.
That is what we are known for, is our professionalism.
Oh. World. All right. Well, I didn't know that. So what up, boys?
What's going on, man?
Nothing.
Good to have you on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, Kirok's a piece of shit. Tells me I lied.
You just called to get that shout out there.
I wanted to make sure I get that out before anything. Yeah, he's garbage. Well, I heard he beat me up on another show. Meanwhile, I say nothing but nice things about him all the time, about his brilliance. You know, but again, he just wants to spew his hatred. It's never look. Let's be realistic, boys. We know why it comes out of him. He's drunk all the time. You guys know. You've experienced it. Unfortunately,
there's nothing wrong. With
I mean, there's nothing funny here. I'm just stating facts. There's no end game. No laugh at the end. Just his problem. That's all.
Well, and from what I've gathered from listening to your show, is it seems like what alcohol he's drinking kind of determines what kind of mood he's going to be in, which is, that's unusual, isn't it? Or is that common? I don't know. I'm not much the drinker, so I'm not really sure.
I don't know. I would say it's fairly common.
Is it?
Yeah. Like if I drink tequila, I'm fighting, guaranteed.
Yeah.
No matter what, I'm fighting.
Yeah, I agree. I know him now. Here's how it is. We have it broken down. I know how it goes. The problem, booze is a big problem always with him, regardless. But beers is always his go-to okay thing. Here's what's happening lately, folks. All right? I'm going to break down the wall for you right now. He decides now that the beer needs to go with fucking wash down his Xanax. So with the beer with the Xanax, he might as well just fucking drink the booze.
So he's going to die, is what you're saying.
Oh, he's going to die regardless because it's either going to be his liver, he's going to be attacked by black men because of his racism, or Jenny Kay's going to leave him and take everything and he'll die of depression. But either way, he's a goner. I actually vote for the latter. It hurts more.
Well, at least he's taking a fun ride while he gets there.
Oh, yeah, it's fun, I guess, as long as everybody realizes that his insides are rotting away. That's okay, though.
So
it makes good for radio. I'm sorry?
We were having a conversation the other day, and I was touching on, you know, how, you know, by now, what have we done, like
120
of these stupid shows, and like how I hate repeating myself, and you know, like some of my better stories, what I feel are my better stories, are buried back, you know, years ago that, you know, I can't ever do again because I'm just so neurotic. I think that somebody's actually going to pay attention and go back and listen to two-year-old shows and then accuse me of being a repeating hack. And you were saying that, you know, that a lot of your stories from, you know, being in the biz, for people who don't know Footer, he's quote unquote in the biz.
Yeah, I'm important, you fucks. That's right. Pay attention to the man on the radio. Go right ahead, sir.
And that a lot of your stories have already been told, and that, you know, and so I thought that maybe, you know, since it's a different show, then maybe it's a totally different thing if you repeat one of your yeah, your A-plus bits.
Yeah, that's just advertising.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, two quick ones on that. One, is that the whole repeating of story things. Look, man, you know for a fact you're a fan of radio in general. There's nothing more than any show that's popular and that you know of. They milk the shit out of everything that works, and that's the way it goes. So, you know, as far as repeating shit, yeah, you should repeat away, because I'd like to hear some of your gem stories. Don't get me wrong. These current ones are just amazing as well.
Oh.
But, you know.
You're telling me that that answering music questions thing, that was awesome. We're bringing that back next week. That's going to be a weekly thing.
It's your Red or Dead. For which, those of you that don't know, that on my show, on our show, mine and P-Rock's Wednesday night on More Like Radio, that's our bit that I made up, something that I did. Nobody's ever done it before. So
where you might you play a song and then people say whether or not it sucks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. That's right. I'm sure it's probably blowing you away right now. You're going, oh my fucking God,
jeez,
this kid is good.
We got to tune in for this. We got to see whether or not we like this song or not.
Uh-huh.
What song are they going to play?
Hopefully a good one.
Yeah.
Or not a good one.
That way we can just trash it.
Trash the fuck out of it.
See? Yeah, but you're excited about it now. That's what I'm saying.
But if I tune in and I don't like the song, then that's going to affect my whole day. I'm going to be sad.
I ain't going to lie. I'm at like three quarters masked right now. So
here's the spin on it. It's the opposite. It's if you don't like the song, you know, I fucking deaded that shit. I said no, people. I had my say on what the fuck goes on.
It makes you like a shot caller. You were part of something. You helped vote that song down.
You are such a shot caller where I'm saying you do something like that, you can roll into any ghetto, you walk up to any jig on the street and just fucking be like, yo, dead that nigga right there. He'd be like, what? He'd be like, yo, I'm a shot caller. Don't you listen to WFO Dicks? That's how much crap.
I guarantee you the answer will probably be no.
Hey, if you're walking down the streets of Malaysia, everybody in Malaysia listens to WFO Dicks.
We are big in Malaysia.
Okay.
I bet you didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
You guys and your More Like Radio thing, that's great. Biggest podcast in Malaysia right here.
Wow. That's right. That's good. That's really good. Are you guys going to do like a Malaysian tour?
We should.
We should. Sell that bitch out.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. You would be like that band that nobody knows here. That everybody, oh God, I just insulted you. I didn't mean to do that. I mean, no, we know you, but I should say, isn't as big here. And then you go to another country and you legitimately are selling out every fucking venue.
Oh, you should see all the Napier posters hanging on Malaysian broads' walls.
Like Huff.
Oh, I can see you two walking out of the like shanty cab that picks you up, and like all these Malaysian chicks just fucking running at the car, and you got to go in there.
What do they call that thing where the little fella grabs the handles and pulls you around? It's like a horse carriage.
A young boy rickshaw.
That's
what
it.
What are you talking about? Oh, okay,
rickshaw around.
You said young. Nah, never mind. I'll save that for my shitty show.
Yeah. I just inspired you. You're taking
a note. Inspired me. Yeah, as soon as you brought something up, I'm like, oh, yeah, great. Talking about jerking off a young boy. I see where he's going. And then I'm like, wait, nope, not going there. My bad. Wrong show.
If it's Malaysia, it'll be ladyboys, because they got the ladyboys down there.
Yeah. I've heard from a friend.
Friend of a friend.
Yeah. Their roommate knows.
So
anyway.
Any shameless plugs before we hang up on you?
No, not at all. I'm surprised that you didn't hang up sooner.
can I put Footer on the spot?
Yeah, of course.
What's your take on trunk or treating?
What the fuck are you talking about?
The pussy ass suburban trunk or treating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that when the parents drive the kids around in their car?
No, this
so they
is
don't have to walk?
No. I go ahead, bro, because I do know what you're talking about, but explain it to your listeners.
Okay, this is what they do. Instead of like walking their kids around a neighborhood, they all meet at like a school parking lot, and the kids go from car to car to car and trick or treat that way because it's safer.
Yep. Oh, so they don't actually have to walk up to people's houses?
Yeah, they don't
have
to walk
anywhere.
So they go
to a church parking lot or something?
Yeah.
For the most part. Yeah, but think about it. If there was really a creep there, he has the same – I mean, what are you going to do? Does everybody hang out outside the school gate and just let your kids go from trunk to trunk? I mean, if that's the case, if I'm a creep, I'll be all right. If I want this kid, I'm just going to go to the parking lot, pop open the trunk, gets a little closer. No, look a little closer, kid. Yeah, no. There's good Mr. Goodbug. Go ahead, look a little closer. Boom, or booting his ass. I close the trunk. I'm out of there with the kid. You see what I'm saying?
If we're resulting to that, at this point, shouldn't we just – everybody send a bag of candy somewhere and we divvy it up evenly and like kids can just walk up and they just hand you a full bag of candy. Say, here you go, kid.
Maybe the parents shouldn't dress their little girls up in sexy bumblebee costumes when they're 11.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm princess, insert the one that like looks like the I Dream of a Genie girl. And she's like, in, 12 walking around with her fucking midriff showing. Come on. We don't need to see that.
Exactly.
Or at least it's all publicly. Makeup caked on.
Yeah.
I don't half mind seeing that. Does that make me a bad person?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that's probably why you do this very show right here.
I want to drive by all those trunk or treating places with a megaphone and start screaming out, "You're the reason why America's fat."
But the sexy broads, I mean, there's that story about the ladies that were arrested for lewd behavior. They worked at the coffee place. They got like a Hooters kind of coffee place now where they got sexy broads that serve you coffee in the morning.
Yeah, and they got their titties out.
That's fucking genius.
Sounds like my kind of place.
I think that everything becomes more profitable if you insert
titties
into it.
Oh, can I be that guy, though? Can I play devil's advocate just to try to make good radio? Can I try?
Do it.
I got to be honest with you. Here's where I have a problem with. If I like to separate my fucking sexual deviancy from like anything regular for the most part. Like I don't want to have, like the truth. I want to go for a cup of coffee. Nah, I just want to get a cup of coffee. I don't need to see your tits. I really don't.
Well, that's where I'm going to respectfully disagree, sir.
Wait, hold on. But wait, here, let me just clarify.
So hold on.
No, I was just saying, let me clarify real quick. I tag this and then I'll shut up. Now, if I'm at the coffee place getting my coffee and there's a girl that happens to be also getting her coffee and she's bending over to pick up an extra, the sugar packet she dropped and her short shorts are creeping up her ass. Don't get me wrong. I'm leaking pre-cum like the next guy and I'm loving life. But I don't think I need to go there for that. You know what I mean?
You're saying if it's unintentional.
Yeah. I'm not shunning fucking sexual nature or something sexual when I'm getting my coffee. I just don't need like the Hooters of coffee. Then like even like the Hooters of barbershops. You know them? Like I don't think
is
you need all of that. Yeah, they have one down here.
Yeah, that's a
thing too. Mm-hmm.
Wow. For that. That sounds great.
I think the novelty will wear off, or B, you need to get more pussy in your life. Boom.
I'm not there for pussy. I'm there for titties.
Right.
So let me
ask you this.
Wait, first of all, what are you doing on Twitter, sir, that you're not seeing enough tits? Jesus Christ.
So it's not okay to have titties with your coffee, but it's okay to have titties with your chicken wings.
No, I don't agree with that either. I don't want to go. I'm not going to your open buffet at Rachel's Strip Club. I don't want your fucking. I don't want your uterus hanging over my fucking my knish.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
But take out your personal opinions on it. Hooters, the food is awful. Hooters has bad food, and yet they're probably one of the more popular, profitable restaurants based on. The
non-pussy getting motherfuckers that go there that have to sit there, order a terrible grilled cheese sandwich and onion rings,
right.
so they can get their cock hard later.
So I'm
they
not
go back
thinking
to their
of
fat
this
wife with their short haircut.
I'm not thinking of this as a consumer. I'm thinking of this as somebody who needs to just insert tits into everything because it'll be profitable.
I'm going to take my son to Hooters when I have a son, and the reason is so that I can teach him, no, son. These aren't really people. You can just watch.
They're just objects to make our peepees hard. And you say peepees because you want to be a good dad.
Exactly.
All right, boys. Let me leave before I bomb more.
All right, buddy.
The Red Show, Wednesday nights on More Like Radio, Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for being supportive of our show, dudes. I appreciate it.
Good times, buddy.
Take it easy, Footer. Well, that was a barrel full of monkeys right there.
A whole barrel full
of them?
A
whole barrel full of them.
Do you want to do the thing?
Is it the time?
I mean, it might as well. There's only two.
Well, it's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
From Travis of the Lantern Light Lounge podcast, which of Nickelodeon's overtly sexualized teen actress girls is your favorite?
Selena Gomez.
Yeah. She just looked like a little kid.
No.
She's like 18 now.
No,
who cares?
I'm pretty sure she's like 21 or 22.
Oh,
I don't get it. From Anchor, does St. Louis still have a NHL franchise?
Yes. Yeah, they're 8-2.
And two.
Yeah. Well, two yeah.
They're like
two
in third or fourth. But yeah, we have one.
Yeah.
Good
they
times.
Win.
And it's the best one to go see live, BT Dubs. Mm-hmm. And that was S. Dr. Dick Blood.
By far, my favorite news story of the week.
Oh, here we go.
The Merchant Marine, wasn't it the Merchant Marines?
Yes.
What was the movie with Tom Hanks? Captain Phillips?
Yeah, Captain Phillips.
They had the pirates that came and boarded their ship and they took him hostage.
Dude, that was such horseshit. They didn't have parrots. They didn't have the Jack Sparrow hair. They were just black dudes.
Aren't Filipinos Asian?
No, they were black dudes.
Hold on. Wait.
Aren't Filipinos
what?
Asian?
They were Somali.
Yeah, they were black.
Oh, Somali pirates.
Yeah.
What was I thinking Filipino for?
You're thinking of Mark Balladet.
Oh. Okay. So, Somali pirates. They're definitely black.
Yes.
Yeah.
100% unequivocally, without a doubt.
They didn't even parlay.
They pirate. They pillage. They board your boat and they take your shit.
And they have pirate hookers, sweaty pirate hookers.
Yeah.
And there was a news article this week that they've found the way to deter these pirates and turn them around and send them packing.
A big sign on the side of the ship written in Somali that says, "We all have AIDS." Oh, I guess it wouldn't deter them.
They get big speakers and they put them on the deck and they blast Britney Spears music. And then the Somali pirates, they go, "Oh my God, Western music is the devil." And they turn and they flee because they can't hear the Britney Spears music.
Like the vampires can't see their
Do
their
they
reflection?
Have a particular song?
It did not specify a song, but it said Britney Spears music.
Could you imagine being on that boat that plays the Britney Spears all day?
Well, I think they only play it like when they're coming.
Oh.
It's not like they play it all the time. And I mean, they have guns. But this is like the pre-gun. This is like the, "Hey, fucking, you better turn around because we got more Britney where this is coming from. Because
we're going to get ready to play Toxic for y'all."
So
toxic.
Like when I heard this story, when I decided what we were going to talk about this, I prepared a backing track for our skit.
We have a skit?
We're going to do a skit.
I don't have any lines.
You don't have any lines. This is going to be off the cuff, buddy.
Oh.
You guys are going to be pirates.
This is going to be like Whose Line?
Yeah, yeah. Are you ready? I'm putting you on the spot. Putting you on the spot here.
But what if I like Britney Spears?
Then you're gay. Or a woman.
See, they're on the. We're on the ship. And the ship is on in the sea. We're gonna go get. Work with me, guys. Don't just stare at me blankly. You're pirates.
Arr, matey.
Do all the pirate stuff, you know. This is exciting, guys.
Scissor me timbers.
Arr. I'm Captain Dick Blood, the cunt bearded. Parlay me twats.
Let's find us some pirate hookers.
You scallywags.
You scallywags and limey fucks. I'm going to get my face inside of your snizzes.
I got like multiple ocean sounds to make it sound more intense.
Well, you're breaking character.
What's that? You hear that?
I hear that.
Whoever it is, she has a voice of an angel.
She sounds fat.
We have to turn around because you hear that? You hear that mistress of the sea?
Oh no! It's a siren! The sirens are calling me to their devil ports.
Yes, pirates do say twat.
Pirates say twat and cunt.
Guys, I worked really hard on this.
It seems like...
I even made the Britney Spears music sound like it was coming from another boat. You hear that? You hear how much work I put into this? You guys aren't putting any...
Seems like you did a lot of work.
I did! I pulled all those music clips.
A lot of
so you
editing
can
and
questions.
Whatnot. I'm proud of you, Mike.
Yeah, there's too much ocean.
I feel like you appreciate. Oh, too much ocean?
Or you're not close enough to the mic.
See, I faded out the Britney Spears, so it sounded like we were sailing away from them.
Oh no! Run from the white trashy skank.
But I love Britney. That's what I do.
Who has better thighs, Britney Spears or Jessica Simpson?
No, we wouldn't talk about that because we're pirates.
Pirates, fuck.
I don't know. Back in the day, I probably would take it for speech.
Ew.
I have another minute and 35 of this ocean sound.
So you might as well just.
I'm just gonna play it. Fuck you guys.
Do you remember that one broad who you kept peeing in her shampoo?
You know it would be a good idea? Just maybe a text before the show and be like, hey, do you know how to do improv? And I've been like, no.
Hey, Mike, do you remember that girl who you peed in her shampoo?
Yeah.
Didn't her cousin run off to Seattle to get, like, she was supposed to be some fuck toy for some couple?
Yeah, she moved in with a couple, and she was both of their girlfriends. Like, she lived with them, and, like, they had, like...
Is this somebody you personally knew?
Yeah.
They had to both be there at the same time. Like, one couldn't just fuck her. They both had to fuck her because she was their girlfriend, not, like, one of their girlfriends.
You know, when we were doing
She got a room in the house.
You know on the Mr. Producer show where they were talking about that dude who thought he married Twilight Sparkle the pony? Do you think that's what happened to her? Like, she thought that she was some couple's fuck buddy? Really, she was just living out by a dumpster for a year.
So,
yeah, there's a dude out there who thinks he married.
A pirate's life's for me. Shiver me timbers.
Yar har fiddle dee.
Yo ho, yo ho.
See, yo ho, you didn't do that before.
Sorry.
You fucked me in the ass.
I'm sorry.
So whatever happened to that broad?
Which broad?
Did she just marry the couple, or?
Did we get done with your trunk or treat thing?
Yeah.
It's a stupid idea. Next subject.
Yeah, trunk or treat.
I'm back
stupid.
On the couples with the girlfriend.
Yeah.
So how old was this couple?
Well, she was 18 or 19, or
no,
what?
She's like a couple years older than us. Are you talking about
no,
then?
No, when
then, now, yeah, at probably, the time.
Probably 25.
And
she
her,
was 25?
And her man was about 25 as well, approximately. Ooh. The couple.
Right, I guess.
The original two.
I don't fucking
or were they
know.
Like
they lived in Seattle. She moved to Seattle and then the couple banged her together.
Okay, so how old was the broad?
They, like, she
all three of them were approximately the same
I'm
age?
I'm guessing
or?
That she probably lizzed the one's piz while the dude was banging her from behind. And then, like, they probably switched, and, like, he was probably fucking both of them, while the other one was having a mouth party with the ones, you know.
Mouth party, I like that.
Right. And then, like, at some point, like, the guy was going to finish, and so then they both got on their knees and opened their mouths, and, like, he shot
yeah.
at both of them.
And then she had to strap it
you know?
On while he was eating her out and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah, he was role playing a cinnamon bun employee, and he was icing all of their cinnamons. So whatever happened to her? Was she just like a professional fuck puppet for a few years?
I believe so, yes.
Face first in a ditch somewhere.
I don't actually know.
You should
I heard this from someone who heard it from someone.
You should Facebook friend
I'm
her.
Not very informed on the subject. I don't even know why it came up. Is it because you saw that Halls lives in Seattle?
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh yeah, Seattle.
Well, that's the only...
That's where the fuck puppet lives.
That's the only thing I know about Seattle is it has a resident fuck puppet that we all used to know.
Oh, look, there's someone in chat from Seattle. I know somebody from Seattle. She gets fucked by a married couple.
Hey, Halls in Seattle, do you know our fuck puppet buddy? I need to be careful about this. I don't want to sound racist to people in Seattle.
It would be a guy who's married, okay? Why didn't we make any jokes about Tom Hanks being on the boat that's playing the Britney Spears?
Well, because Drunk was...
We could have said, that guy looks like Forrest Gump. That would have been great.
Drunk threw me off my game. He's being all fucking Eeyore and shit.
I know. He's like a fucking bummer today.
I'm not a bummer.
He is.
Yeah.
Why am I a bummer?
You shit all over Mike's...
Is this your podcast challenge, or are we just, like, done with that? What's going on?
You have not given me a matchup in weeks.
Oh, my God. It's been going on for, like, so long.
Well, you're the one that decided to choose fucking 97 million podcasts to put in this fucking challenge.
Should somebody go look and find Drunk a matchup?
Let's just do Furnacast versus the world. Every week it'll be Furnacast versus somebody else. See who can punch the face of God.
Drunk, do me a favor. Furnacast and Unfit for FM can't win.
Okay.
Because then it'll just seem like we're picking our friends. Well, so they need to lose soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I like those guys, but I, in my head, neither of those two were winning. So
that's who you got to compete with, Drunk's fucking head. Get ready for an end boss that's got no health bar.
Do you want to get to the last of my things? See, because I was really hoping that pirate thing,
yeah,
that would have taken longer and like we would have expanded on it and it would have been awesome.
I expanded about the fuck puppet.
I was really excited about the pirate thing.
I was excited to talk about the fuck puppet.
I had a pretty good feeling that was going to suck. But the pirate thing, I was going to be good. Uniformed Opinions versus Pod Cheese, Drunk.
Okay.
That is your podcast challenge. Thank you, Rabbit Poundings.
Who all is in Uniformed Opinions again?
That is Mr. Producer and 113 Damage and a Neon Taster on Twitter and Ben.
Yeah, versus Benny, right?
Not Benny from Pod Cheese, Ben from Uniformed Opinions. Oh. So it's a matchup of Ben.
Ben versus Ben.
It's Ben versus Ben.
Nice.
How exciting is that?
Ben G.
Like the dog.
Yeah.
Okay, the last of my prepared things.
Yeah.
There was a woman on Twitter who posted a photograph of herself and her... What?
Napier. Jesus.
What? Was it wet?
He can feel it. I know he can feel it.
Is there something in there?
Yeah. I could tell substance? By the sound
no,
that was liquid. That was not...
Are you okay?
I had me a really, really big hard poo today. And when I farted just now, my butt flaps kind of, they just went crazy.
A woman.
Like all this extra skin went into places and it was all wet. And
yeah, I guarantee you it was wet. I could hear the wetness. Disgusting. Carry on.
Mike, I'm so wet for you.
A woman on Twitter.
You gonna give out her handle?
I don't know it. I didn't write it down. You can look it up though. It's everywhere.
Okay.
She decided that for Halloween she was going to go as a Boston Marathon survivor.
Okay.
And Twitter was really mad at her, and they sent her a lot of death threats and were very mean to her. And they found a whole bunch of stuff on her, like, you know, her family and stuff, and they started attacking her family.
Uh-huh.
What did her family do?
I guess they know her.
Oh.
And they found nudes of her on her Tumblr account.
Epic. Yes.
So I really didn't do much show prep today because I was trying to find these nudes.
Yeah.
Did you?
I didn't.
Oh.
And, I mean, like, I see nudes all the time. You see naked people all the time and that you don't know. But for some reason, this chick's nudes, because, you know, I knew her because she was the chick that wore the costume, that made them that much more of a find that I needed to find these nudes.
So people hate her, and then they want to find her nude
and
photos.
Then they find her nudes, and then I guess they posted her nudes to you know, shame her. But I just want to see the nudes.
I want to see the nudes, too.
So more than anything, I want to take our position as a podcast that tens of people listen to. Somebody find me these nudes. I know some of you are good at finding things. Find me these damn nudes.
So, is it kind of like the you didn't necessarily find China attractive, but you just had to watch the porn?
Right.
She had a monster clit on her, Pippi, from what I understand.
Pippi Longstocking just put out a porn.
It wasn't a clit. No, let me tell you.
I didn't watch Pippi Longstocking. I could give a shit about Pippi Longstocking, but I'll be damned if I didn't just download it anyway.
Pippi Longstocking. Isn't that a book?
No.
No, that was a TV show.
TV show. Pippi Longstocking. You don't remember Pippi Longstocking? She didn't have pigtails in the video.
I guess that was pre-me.
Yeah.
You know what really would have killed some time? Playing that whole song in the intro like I asked you to, because you're my friend. You're not a dick about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mother. What's up, gangsta rap?
I'm 100% Well, you could have told me not to eat chicken and I wouldn't have made these names apart. I'm 200%
Why do police hate? Howls, I'm going to hold you to that. Howls in the chat says she's going to find me the nudes.
Well, can she find me the nudes too? I'll look at them.
I'll send you the nudes after Howls sends me the nudes.
Yeah, just add everybody on the mentions whenever you tweet it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think she has a funny looking bush? Because from the photos that I saw of her in the costume, I'm betting funny looking bush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
It's Mike. You can hear us live every Monday night at 9, 8 Central, exclusively on RadioFubar.com. Come join the party and chat, or download the TuneIn app for the smartphones. You can also download the show on your computers, phones, pod things, whatever, via Stitcher, iTunes, Zoom, or our website, WFODix.podbean.com. Whatever the method of praising us is on your chosen download platform, do it. We'd appreciate it greatly. You can follow the show on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow the hosts at Shoza, at PJKSTL, and at DrunkardSTL on Napier Doesn't Twitter. Be sure to follow at Napierisms and contribute your personal favorites. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/WFODix. Like us. Radio FUBAR has WFOD shirts in their shop. Buy one. There's a ton of great shows on RadioFUBAR.com. If you haven't already, check some out. See you next week, and bye.
You and this time, I'll be back.
So for the record, we don't think that any of our listeners have a funny looking bush.
No, yeah.
we just assume everybody's maintained.
Yeah. It's a prerequisite of listenership to our show is that you're maintained.
We were just talking about the
you don't necessarily yeah, we were
talking
have to
about Alicia Lynch.
Alicia Lynch.
Oh, you looked her up. Alicia Ann Lynch is the broad's name. See, but she's not bad looking. I'd look at her naked. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Is there going to be some nudes in this? Yay! I didn't look at the slideshow. That didn't work on my phone. See, those are nice.
I can't see her cunt.
They shouldn't be mad at her.
No, no ads, cunt. I want to see cunt.
They shouldn't be mad at her at all.
Ooh.
No, I mean this is.
I'm over it.
Oh, for sure.
What a happy puppy. Why can't I see her nipples?
Well, I think they're tasteful nudes because it's on Instagram.
Oh, this is horseshit.
I mean, you can show titties on Instagram. I mean, that's
they're,
a thing.
They're tasteful nudes.
I bet she has really big nips.
Is that Chinky Winky on her ass? No.
No, that's a happy tree friend.
That'd be sweet if she had a tattoo of Chinky Winky.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, boo.
God damn you, advertisement!
Right. Oh, they're blurred out.
Such a disappointment. Yeah, I know.
That's what I
am totally
feel.
Making that face right now.
Yeah, but you know,
come on.
See, since we know her, you know, she's the chick that, you know, wore the tasteless Halloween costume. And that makes the nudes that much more
fun. I mean,
fun.
On her own personal thing, they could be not blurred out. They just blurred it out for this particular
site. Well, she deleted
site.
It because people were being mean to her.
She's probably got an alias now.
You know, 63% of baby boomers say they feel younger than their age.
They're wrong.
How do they know what older feels like if they haven't been it yet?
Exactly.
I mean, you haven't been 60, so how do you know what 60 feels like? And when you turn 60, it's not like you go, oh, man, I feel so much shittier than I did 10 years ago. It's gradual, right?
That's how I'm feeling.
So this survey tells me that baby boomers are stupid.
That 63% of baby boomers don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
That's what it tells me. Fucking idiots. You feel younger.
Fucking old
fuck
baby
you.
Boomers.
You don't know shit about shit.
What do you know?
All you know is you're not dead yet.
All you know is Vietnam.
And then...